We have a couple things we should do real quickly before we get to House Bill 1216, if we could. Senator Duhigg has another bill up. There is something that that the chair would ask your indulgence in. If I could distribute, Paige, you may remember this bill. This is Senator Koskinen's bill, 166. What I'm proposing to do, if I could hand the gavel to Senator Bogue for a moment, what I'm proposing to do is do a hog house amendment to 166 after pulling it from the table. Or was that a 41st day move? It really doesn't matter. We'd be pulling it from the table either way. I've talked to Koskinen about this. They're both tabling motions, actually. So, but I wanted to describe what it was that we were going to talk about first, so that we could, so that you would be aware of that. The National Conference of State Legislators has worked with the National Governors Association on a streamlined sales tax task force. And there was an actual proposal to do something with the actual act itself earlier, actually a bill that would have been pre-filed by the department, but it had sections in it that were simply fairly unworkable for cities, and for one thing. And what this would propose to do is to set up a study, if we did the hog house, of a streamlined sales tax task force in South Dakota that would actually study what the impact would be on the tax laws and what the impact would be in general of that project that has happened at the national level. And that's really what the proposal would be, and we could discuss it at that time. So if you could stand by just a moment, I'll get the motion in order. The bill had gone to the 41st day, so what I would do is move to reconsider Senate Bill 166 and calendar it immediately. And that would require two-thirds.
Pretty articulate motion there from the floor. We have a motion. We have a motion from Senator Angie and a second from Senator Dietrich. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll have a roll call vote. Those in favor say aye, those opposed no, and Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Duhigg?
Aye.
Dietrich?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Angie?
Aye.
Motion having received a unanimous vote is hereby declared passed. Since it's been calendared immediately. Senator Haney. Okay.
I'll just keep yakking then. I'm not sure the articulate comment was correct. Verbose probably was more like it. I would move the amendment to Senate Bill 166. 0000FB.
So there's been a motion by Senator Hange, second by Senator DeHewitt. Comments on that motion?
This is a big subject, obviously, and as Senator Stagger said, we really don't have solid information on what the actual impact is as far as true dollars. And a big part of the reason for that is there are a lot of privacy issues involved in that sort of information. And one of the things that the Streamlined Sales Tax Act that's being proposed at the national level has is quite a few protections for privacy. And the Streamlined Sales Tax Act doesn't really explain, it doesn't give us the hard numbers of how much is going on out there, because it also doesn't go into your home and ask you what you bought or anything like that. And And that's something that is important in any e-commerce discussion. So what this actually does is gives us an opportunity to study what the impacts of that national task force would be, and to evaluate whether or not that's something that we would want to join into in the following legislative session. And that's why it's here, and that's what the proposal is. And I would certainly take any questions on the amendment.
Senator Moore.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Hange, I look at this, and I wonder if you wouldn't want to put an emergency clause on this, just due to the simple nature that you're asking for a report in Section 1 to the legislature and the governor by December 1, 2001. The task force shall report its findings to the legislature and governor by December 1, 2001. That being the case, I was wondering if you wouldn't want an emergency clause on this to get it moving as quickly as possible. It already has a special appropriation in it, which is going to require a two-thirds vote anyway. I would suggest that maybe you ask for emergency clause as well. Get moving on this as expeditiously as possible, because I think this is going to be a tremendous undertaking, and the sooner they can get started on it, if we don't have the emergency clause, they don't start until July 1.
That is true, and I hadn't really given that much thought about the shorter time frame that would entail. I would consider that actually a pretty good idea. Maybe Fred could take a look at what the language would be. Okay, it would actually be in order. Fred reminded that it would be in order if we simply move to state that the...
Maybe that should go back to the chair.
Pardon me. I was just answering the question.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe with Senator DeHuick's the second's permission, we'll just deem that to be part of the original motion with the committee's...
That'd be fine.
Oh, okay. Question. Further questions, Senator Hange? Senator Kessel?
I'm just curious as to how you decided on the makeup of your committee.
Senator Hange?
I would propose that this would be the sort of standard way the executive board would actually appoint the members. It's listed in here that way, and I would assume that it would be done the standard way that they appoint members in the same sort of fashion that they do for summer study committees.
Well, yeah, I understand the way they do it, but I'm just curious as to how you decide on the makeup of it as far as the other eight people, other than the legislators.
Senator Hange.
We have the governor would appoint two people, and that's modified by the statement at the beginning, the governor, I think, in the entire section. So I'll appoint two people representing each of those groups.
Senator Kessel.
Well, it also says the study shall include an analysis on how the requirements found in the report will impact business and citizens, and yet there's no citizen representation.
Senator Hange.
Well, we do have the legislature there. And that, of course, would be part of that. I'm concerned sometimes, too, that we get perhaps too many advocacy groups. But, you know, we do have the legislative. In a lot of governor's task force, they'll have mostly industry people associated with that. And this particular one has legislators appointed by the LRC or by executive board. And I would think that would cover that part of it. But I would certainly be open to folks that aren't, you know, that don't have a dog in the fight if you could come up with some sort of format for that.
Senator Angie, would it be accurate to read this that the governor is actually making eight appointments restricted to those four different groups?
Correct. That's the way it reads
okay.
Right now.
All right. Further questions on the motions? Motion. Hearing none, given that, I don't know that we need a roll call on this, do we?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Moore.
Just for a point of clarification, then, we have the emergency clause adopted on to this now, then?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any further comments on the motion? Senator McIntyre.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I can maybe direct this at Senator Hange. My first thought as I looked at the composition of the membership, too, is that there's decidedly one category lacking, consumers. I would hope that I'm an advocate for and represent citizens, but I'm also a legislator, and I don't think the committee should be any larger than it is, but I'm not sure that that composition represents all of the entities of the state of South Dakota.
Senator Hange.
Well, I think the comment that that there are legislators on there, when we study things in the summer studies, we don't actually put non-elected officials on legislative summer studies, for example. So there's plenty of times where we do study something, obviously, with people that aren't in elected office or aren't in agencies or anything like that.
Senator Mack.
Where we don't have those people represented.
Mr. Chair, the majority of the committee is made up of non-elected officials.
Senator Hange, did you have a follow-up?
Yes,
sir. Senator DeHewitt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I guess maybe I think that that point is somewhat legitimate in terms of citizenry input. I was just looking at the makeup, Ms. Senator Hange, and we have two people on the task force appointed by the governor from the Department of Revenue, which, I mean, certainly the department's involvement would be of, critical importance, but I wonder if they need to actually be considered members of the task force as opposed to resource people. And so maybe you take those two appointments from Revenue, this is just a suggestion, and designate those folks as resource people and then put two citizens from the state at large or something on the task force. Just a thought. Perhaps maybe an amendment. Thank
Senator
you.
Hange, did you have a... Okay. Yep. Senator Stegers, you had a question?
Oh, yes. In regard to the streamlined sales tax project, have they issued a final report? And if they haven't, do you know when that's going to be coming out?
Senator Hange.
Yes, they have issued a final report.
Any further comments on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye. We don't need a... pardon?
Amendment.
The motion to amend the... Sorry, the lack of clarification there. Having that clarified, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion has passed. Any further comments on Senate Bill 166 as amended? Hearing none. No. Senator Stegers.
No, I wasn't going to present an amendment, but I'll say something, and then as I'm saying something, if somebody wants to come up with an amendment, that's fine. but I was going to say in regard to this bill that I'm very concerned about the sales tax situation in South Dakota because it is very, very confusing, especially if you're a business from outside of South Dakota. I mean, it's something else. Or even if you're living in Sioux Falls, you go down to the grocery store, buy a box of cereal, well, the tax is going to be different than if you buy a hamburger. Tax is going to be different if you rent a room or whatever. So there definitely has to be streamlining. And primary concern I have with streamlining, however, is that it's going to result in actually higher taxes overall. But hopefully this can be done where that's not the case. So having said that I do favor streamlining without tax increases, I am concerned, though, about this particular bill, because I'm concerned that this task force is going to be a vehicle for promoting the taxation of the Internet. And so I do not want to see that happen. And so consequently, that's why I'm going to vote against this bill.
further comments on Senate Bill 166 as amended? Senator Dietrich.
Mr. Chairman, I would just move to pass. Is that
yes.
At this point?
Thank you, Senator. We have a motion to pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Senator Moore. We have a motion and a second. Any further comments? Hearing none, all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. And the Secretary will call the roll. That motion, having received a majority vote of the committee, is declared passed. Is there a title amendment?
Yes, sir. It was attached to the original.
Pardon me.
Senator Hagee.
The title amendment was attached to the previous sheet, so I would move the title amendment.
Motion by Senator Hagee, second by Senator Dietrich. Is there any comment on that? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That motion's passed.